This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. Welcome to another impactful moment of strength, wisdom, and empowerment. Today I want to give you a word of encouragement. Here it is. Don't give up your dance. It belongs to the Lord. Your dance is not just movement, it is worship, a heartfelt expression of gratitude and joy before the Lord. It is a holy offering set apart for His glory, not for the approval of the world. The dances of this world may entertain, but a dance before the Lord shifts atmospheres, breaks chains, and ignites the presence of God in your life. David understood the power of a holy dance. When the Ark of the Covenant returned to Jerusalem, he did not hold back. He danced before the Lord with all his might. 2 Samuel 6:14. His dance was pure, uninhibited, and unapologetic worship. He did not care about who was watching. His only focus was honoring God. We are called to make the same decision. Choose this day whom you will serve. Joshua 24:15. Will we surrender every part of ourselves, including our joy, our expressions, our worship to the Lord? If we belong to Him, then our every action, including how we move, how we celebrate, and how we praise, must reflect His holiness. A holy dance is powerful. It is more than just steps. It is spiritual warfare, a declaration that the enemy has no hold over your joy. It is an outward sign that victory is already yours. Every time you lift your hands, move your feet, and dance in the presence of God, you are stepping into freedom, strength, and divine favor. So don't hold back. Dance before the Lord. Let your movement be a testimony of His faithfulness, a shout of triumph over every battle, and a living praise that exalts the one who reigns. Dance because you are redeemed. Dance because you are victorious. Dance because God deserves it all. In the words of the late chief apostle Keith Robinson of Latter Glory House Ministries in Miami, Florida, he said, "Under no circumstance don't lose your dance because you'll lose your power." This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and you are listening to Empowerment Today podcast. Join us each Monday at noon, wherever you get your podcasts.